Cool. Okay, well, what I'd like to do now, we're going to now go into sort of round table mode and we'll see how that goes. But the sort of central issues swirling around sort of some all of this with, in fact, I'll bring Moulton back in here just to talk about, you know, your sort of drive for improving the ethics of the encyclopedia. And I know that you particularly define, you know, you've stated that you don't think Wikipedia has any functional due process. I wonder, you know, how does this go with, in terms of biographies of living people, which is where you got burned, could you think of any sort of immediate first steps? You know, if something's bleeding or if something's really broken, Moulton, what could we do or what sort of must be done really quickly to sort of improve things?
Well, this is the issue that Doc Glasgow brought up just this week of first, you know, clearly defining the problem with biographies and then proposing some remedies. And in that discussion, which is on Wikipedia Review this past week, I had said that either there should be no biographies at all, or if there are going to be biographies, they should only be written by credentialed, responsible editors whose identity and credentials are disclosed and who are accountable for what's in it.
And that's a big, I mean, that's a very huge cultural shift from where we're at, isn't it? It moves from being, you know, you're saying that no level of pseudonymity in whatever that word means, pseudo-anonymity, no level of it is good for the project's aims.
I think it's insidious, this anonymity and pseudonymity. I think it attracts exactly the wrong kind of people that you would want if your goal is to craft a reputable and responsible encyclopedia.
And how do you respond to the counterpoint, which is that it's you know, that's the Citizendium approach, and you can look quite clearly at what, you know, Citizendium's strengths and weaknesses, and it's certainly a very different project from Wikipedia.
Well, I really can't comment on Citizendium because I haven't really studied it or some of the others. The one that I did become intrigued with, which is one that's not really launched yet, it's only been announced, is the Google's Knoll project, if that's the way you pronounce it, where the authors will be identified and will reveal their credentials, and there could be more than one article on the same topic written by different authors, but the authors will take responsibility for what they write. And that seems like a reasonable model for something that purports to be an encyclopedic article on a topic.
Well, indeed, and, you know, ask not for whom the bell knolls. That's the sort of cheesy expression that's going around. Sammy, I'll bring you back in here, and I think rather than me kind of banging on and hosting and asking all these sort of questions, let's just sort of, you know, big picture it at the moment. Just ask you what you think should be done, like, immediately, and what your bit of crystal balling, what should Wikipedia do to get better, or is it terminal? Is it, you know, is the project doomed to fail, and what are your sort of predictions for the next 12 months, Sammy?
The next 12 months? Well, the next 12 months are going to be pretty much just like the last, I don't know, 6 months. It's, you know, it's all in maintenance mode now, and there's going to be a gradual turn towards, you know, lockdown and to some extent, you know, trying to improve quality by reducing vandalism. I think they're going to eventually enable what they call flag revisions, and that should help. But you know, I mean, there's a lot of things they're going to end up doing. But you know, eventually, I think the real interesting times are going to be probably 2 or 3 years down the road. When
and what do you see? What do you see there?
Well, I mean, eventually there's going to be some attrition when it becomes clear that you know, the drama is going to be reduced, you know, of you know, constant vandal fighting and this sort of fortress mentality and you know, us against them kind of attitude that's fostered there, and you know, people will get bored with it if that's taken away and they'll leave, and that will leave a core of, you know, almost two warring factions, you might say, of people who are altruistic and want just to build an encyclopedia and have it be a good one, you know, and then the other people who are basically there for, you know, the reasons of pushing their own agendas or getting revenge on someone or what else, whatever it is they're doing.
So as drama gets sort of systemically reduced, it's going to, you know, you suspect that there's a key or there's a core of editors that are really there for the drama, they'll sort of drift off and you know, that'll change the whole setup completely. The other thing, of course, that the parent organization of the Wikipedia project is the foundation, and there's knock-on effects there. And I mean, we've been talking with foundation people. Foundation's really going from strength to strength at the moment, with, you know, large donations following the move to San Francisco. I wonder if anyone had any views on the foundation.
I think the money they're going to get is probably mostly going to be plowed into new initiatives and you know, other projects and stuff. And the English Wikipedia, which is what we're really concerned with, is pretty much just going to, you know, continue the way it's been going. And so I don't really see the money as being all that big a deal. I mean, the thing about the foundation is that, you know, they are not going to want to get too involved in, you know, content development any more than they have been, because, you know, that makes them legally liable and exposes them. And so,
well, indeed, and something I said on Wiki to I forget who fairly recently, is just, I suppose there's the status of the foundation as not as a publisher. I forget what section it's called, but that's
a charity.
The 230. It's. I mean, that's not written stone, is it? That's something that I noticed there was a proposal, by the way, for Wiki Council, which we'll be talking about, which one of Mike Godwin's, who's the foundation's lawyer, one of his immediate responses for this concept of a paid Wiki Council is, has a legal review been undertaken? And my WikiBiz, I'll throw to you at this point, because you were going to speak about the foundation just before.
Yeah, one thing that the foundation is going to have to be very concerned about over the next couple of years, because there are some arcane laws in the United States about what constitutes a publicly supported nonprofit organization. And when you start to get very large donors, as we've recently seen with Roger McNamee and Elevation Partners and the gentleman from, I think he was one of the co-founders of Sun Microsystems. His name is evading me right now. But the situation is with the financial laws of publicly supported nonprofits, for them to have the tax deductible status for both their organization and the donors, they can only count over a rolling 3 or 4 year period. Only 2% of the donations from large donors that, you know, they can only count 2% of those donations toward the publicly supported aspects of their entire revenue stream. So these large donations look great right now, today, but in 4 years, there's a possibility that the foundation is going to be wondering, how the heck do we get more small donors to contribute, you know, $25, $50, $100 so that we can offset these large donations that quite literally could threaten the you know, public support clause of their nonprofit tax exempt status.
Well, it's certainly a nice problem to have, but and one presumes that, you know, that will be dealt with in some way. As I say, the foundation seems to me to have gone from, you know, really not having enough money to now looking at a new era, kind of a professional, which seems to be attracting more money. And at this point, you know, I suppose we could mention some of the recent postings by Danny Wool and other people that have been involved in the foundation, and a little bit about how there's concerns about how its management goes. I think that's actually probably for another show, actually. We're going to wind it up now here, guys, but I'll just, as I said at the opening, that my intention was just to get people talking, and it's been, you know, thanks for coming on and talking about it. Moulton, you first. Would you be prepared to sort of come back on and talk some more, perhaps with some Wiki editors, about your situation, etc.?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea, especially at some future point, to have a conversation with some of the quote-unquote adversarial editors that I butted heads against last.
Well, most particularly, just to be, you know, I think it's been written about before, but as someone who's affiliated with academia and has got some background experience in accuracy, ethics, and et cetera within journalism, it's, you know, your input is appreciated. And my WikiBiz, are you up for sort of coming back and answering any questions, or just, you know, chatting again?
if I have the availability, I would be more than happy to come on, and especially even with adversarial admins or editors on the site. I think that, you know, I think even the most confrontational ones have always admitted that I can be charming. It's just that I'm completely destructive to the Wikipedia project, but it's just because I found so offensive the hypocrisy of those who had the power to say what's what on Wikipedia, and then in actuality what they were letting be swept under the rug, or even right up to the very top of the food chain. I mean, Jimmy Wales was saying that it was antithetical to the Wikipedia project to try to exploit it for financial gain, and I think if there's anyone who's exploited the project for financial gain, it's him himself.
Well, I think also one of the, as I said before, to really reiterate, I think the wiki does have a problem with entrenching itself in positions, and I mean that's the sort of cultural thing that people become quote unquote good guys or bad guys, and it's very schoolyard in that way, which to be honest is probably research into human nature. It's just the nature of the fact that textual communication limits things, and we all run into herds, etc. And my hope for stuff like this is to, my intention here is to has been a kind of shine a light on it, and let's hear what you guys think. And then I'll be mentioning to a few people if they want to come on, and we can have a more active, perhaps even aggressive debate, to try and sort of work through this. And now WordBomb, we might be seeing you back on Wiki soon, of course, if the current conversation pans out. But other than that, what's your feeling in terms of engaging with the encyclopedia generally?
Oh, I insist. I insist that it happen in some form, and I would love for it to be in this context. But I will also predict that it will not happen, only because, it's just there's such a history of their going so far out of their way to not have to kind of respond to my rebuttals of their claims. So I would be very, very... I'm very, very pessimistic that it will, but if you can pull it off, I guarantee I'll be there.
I'm sure that I don't think it's very hard for folk to ignore this little quiet corner of the wiki, but we're doing what we can in talking. And Sammy, you're someone that's never been a wiki editor, but you're someone WordBomb mentioned the 1.5 megs of talk that there's been about his particular case. I've noticed your comments on the review, and you do spend a lot of time, it seems like you spend a lot of time talking about Wikipedia and involved in that way. Are you interested in sort of more open dialogue, or can I encourage you to open dialogue with some of the wiki folk?
Why not? Last week you had a guy, I think his name is Phil with three L's, is that right? He's a classic example of the sort of person. He's one of the people who gave Moulton so much trouble, actually. Going in there and turning a stub biography into basically an advertisement saying that somebody had done something bad, as if that were the only thing they had done in their lives, And then he's going on, this show and various other podcast. And saying, the important thing is that these people follow Wikipedia's rules, and that the morality and ethics and so forth of editing and building a competent reference work isn't important. It's following the rules is what's important, and but the rules change all the time, because they're editable too. So
yeah. Well, you're exactly right. Phil, user Phil, has been active in these things, and I'll have a word with him, and we may well, this could be one of the first in a series of conversations, with and without me, but we're going to wrap it up there, and thanks very much for coming. Any final thoughts, Moulton?
Just that I also would like to have a chance to visit with some of the more moderate admins. We've had some good conversations on a Wikipedia review with individuals like Doc Glasgow and New York Brad and Lauren and Sir Fozzy and others, Allison, who have taken a very moderate and conciliatory view. And I would like also to have the chance to bring them into a roundtable, perhaps maybe even before we get to the more contentious conversations with the adversarial members of the Wikipedia community.
it's important to remember that no one in particular is at the reins of what we're doing, I guess. You know, that sounds very sensible to me, and we'll see if it can happen. But it's a sort of organic wiki process. But any final thoughts from you, my WikiBiz?
Well, I just hope that not the Wikipedia Weekly isn't banned as a bad site within Wikipedia for having all these Wikipedia reviewers on here.
I must confess I've been very nervous about this, and I've been not just nervous. I've been trying to get my head around because obviously this audio will be hosted on Commons, and the link to it is posted into Wikipedia. So I just hope that you're not really editing Wikipedia by talking, are you? I don't think so.
Who knows? They might dream up a new rule that voice or even thought is a bannable offense.
And WordBomb, any final thoughts from you?
It's tomorrow where you are. Can you tell me what the stock market does? I'm curious.
Well, there's been some short selling, I'm afraid. You'll have to look into it.
I can't wait. Okay, no, nothing. Thank you for the opportunity. This has been great, and you've done a good job.
And Sammy, we'll leave you with it. You're quite well known for your quips, etc., over at Wikipedia Review. So I'll put you on the spot and give you the final word.
Well, I don't think we should get back together for another chat like this unless we can guarantee that both Paris Hilton and Britney Spears will show up.
And with that thought, we'll leave you. Take care, guys. Ta-da.